Hi, Annetta. Hi, Kamal.
Hey,
hi,
Mick.
Nice to speak to you.
Hello.
Oh, Hackney Diamonds took 18 years to complete. It's only been on the market for a month and a half, and now it's such a massive success. How does it feel?
It's really good, you know, because you never know, whatever album you do, you don't ever know if people are going to like it. You might like it. And then, you know, we got very good reviews mostly, I think, and that was kind, but you don't know if people are going to like it, and it's very gratifying if you've worked on something that people like. It's a bit of a gamble always, you know. Mm-hmm. People, you put something out and sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. Something else out, they love it.
You mentioned that you still have a few songs left. What are your plans for the next album after Hackney Diamonds?
We had a lot of songs we didn't put out on Hackney Diamonds that mm-hmm. we sometimes finished, sometimes half finished, and then we haven't got a complete album maybe, but we've got maybe 75% of the songs. It's not going to come out tomorrow, so we have a little time to think about it. But I'm very confident, because we've got so much material, that we've got new stuff, and I've been writing stuff since we'd finished Hackney Diamonds and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've got a good jump on the next album, so I feel very confident it will get done. When it's going to come out, I don't really know.
Okay, now let's talk about the tour dates in America. They are out. Now everyone is eagerly waiting for the tour dates for Europe. When will you release them?
I don't know, because we only really just done the US tour. So, you know, we're concentrating on that. But we will start planning a tour of the next tour, which I'm sure will be in Europe, you know. So, but I don't think it will be 2023. So I think that we will probably do the US tour and then we'll mm-hmm. probably go back in the studio. Germany is always a great audience and I love playing there. And so I really look forward to doing a tour of Europe, and obviously including Germany is a big part of it.
Yeah. And do not forget, next year we also have a football championship, Europe.
Yes.
So absolutely. Maybe then in Germany.
Yeah. That's the two things is going to be a great. I think it was a World Cup in Germany last time. Last time I watched football in Germany was a World Cup, I think.
2006.
Yes. It's a long time ago. But it was very easy, you know, and it was great fun. And so I look forward to that.
And I remember the game Brazil-Germany 7-1. You were on the part from Brazil, weren't you?
Yeah, the Brazilian hated me because they blamed it on me, which is so ridiculous. If you think about it, they said it's my fault. I said online, I put a post and I said, okay, I'll accept one goal as my fault. There were six others of your fault.